In the Philippines, a blind woman had come to the crusade. She didn't know the Lord, but we prayed for her, and suddenly she got saved, and God also healed her eyes. One minute she's lost and blind, but the next minute she is saved and seeing. My beloved, that's what God can do. One minute you're in need, all of a sudden God meets the need.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It's so good to have you with us today, and we are in the book of John, chapter 5, very powerful passage that we are dealing with. It said in verse 5, "Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another steps down before me.' Jesus said to him, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk.' And immediately the man was made well." All praise the name of Jesus. I like that. Immediately the man was made well and what? Took up his bed and walked. Suddenly a man's life is changed. Suddenly, he was made whole. Suddenly, he was healed. See, that's what Jesus can do. Maybe you're struggling in your faith right now. Maybe you wonder where God is. I want you to know that the Lord is there. He is omnipresent. Everywhere God, he knows everything. And God can do something mighty in your life right now if you'll believe him by faith. One moment, you might be in despair, but suddenly, there is hope. Suddenly you're saved, suddenly you're healed, suddenly you are made whole. I remember a time when I was in the Philippines that a blind woman had come to the crusade that we were having, but she also didn't know the Lord. She wasn't saved, but we prayed for her and she accepted Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Suddenly she got saved, and then suddenly God healed her eyes. One minute she's lost and blind, the next minute she is saved and seeing. See, that's what God can do. The Bible says this, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. You know what that tells me? It tells me that with that which would take 1,000 years, God can do in a day, and God can do in one day that which would take 1,000 years. This man was sick, but suddenly he's healed. He's made whole. And God could do the same for you right now. I think of the lame man laying there at the gate called Beautiful. Peter and John came walking by. And Peter said, "Look at us." He thought that he might receive some kind of money or alms. But Peter said, "Look at us." And he said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And Peter took him up by the hand. All of a sudden, the Lord touched him, healed him. The power of God came upon him, and he was healed. He began to jump and to leap and to praise and magnify the Lord. That's what God can do. This man is by the pool of Bethesda. He is sick, but all of a sudden Jesus shows up and the man is healed. Well, what kind of man was this? Well, he was a sick man. He had some kind of infirmity. He was a man who didn't have much of a life. I'm sure he didn't have much of a social life. He couldn't hold a job down. We don't even know if he had much of a family. We do know that somebody had to bring him to the pool each day. Somebody had to bring him home. Perhaps in this condition, he felt worthless and useless. Maybe he felt that he was good for nothing, unacceptable, not wanted by others. We know that he was a man who couldn't really do anything for himself. What kind of man was he? He was helpless. That's the kind of people Jesus comes to. That's when Jesus shows up. He shows up when we are completely helpless. He gives grace to the humble. He pours out an abundance.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.